From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
Good morning to you. Welcome in. It's Thursday, January 19th, and right now on KPIX News, President Biden is currently making his way to California to look at the widespread damage here from all of those storms. We have details about his tour.
Plus, Amanda, we have exclusive video of the man who sprayed an unhoused black woman being arrested at his gallery. This morning, a local activist is speaking out saying the man should not be charged.
Justin, in the sports world, the 49ers look to send the Cowboys home for the second straight year. So what do the players today think of this rivalry? We'll hear from them.
Starting to dry up here in the Bay Area, but we are still dealing with some coastal flood advisories. I want to break this down and what you can expect heading into this beautiful weekend ahead.
Busy ride on the freeways. We've got a traffic alert along 580, which is a busy area due to a lot of folks using that with no ACE rail service. We'll have an update on that coming up. In a hard-hit community dealing with damage is our farm workers.
De la lluvia, algo queda. Yeah, from the rains, there's always something that stays.
Yeah, this hard-hit community dealing with all this damage, many having to work the fields in a heavy downpour, others now out of a job. So I went to find out how we can help those who help feed all of us.
Really interesting story there. Before we get to your first alert weather forecast, though, here's where our region stands this morning following all the destructive storms that have hit us. The past few weeks were actually the wettest in 161 years here in the Bay Area. The storms dumped at least 22 trillion gallons of water across the state. It's water we really needed, but perhaps we didn't want it all at once. But that is what happened anyway, and it led to scenes like this. People literally floating down flooded streets, businesses flooded, and entire neighborhoods were submerged. People even had to be rescued from rivers and creeks that were rushing too high and too fast. One woman in Sonoma County was found dead inside her flooded car. And massive waves did a lot of damage, too. This is what it looked like in Capitola just 2 weeks ago. As you can imagine, still a long road to recovery. It's gotten the attention of President Biden, who is on his way to the Bay Area this morning, Justin.
Yes, Amanda, the president will stop at both Santa Clara and Santa Cruz counties today. We mentioned Capitola, and this morning we have a new look at just how battered it was by the storms. Take a look at these satellite images that we should see here shortly. This one was back in October, and everything looks fine. The coast looks clean. But then compare that to a picture of the coastline just taken on Tuesday. The water is muddy, the pier smashed, and debris just piled up on the beach. This is the site President Biden is going to see from the ground, and he will also get an updated briefing on the recovery efforts. The numbers show just how bad things got. At least 20 people died. There have been more than 500 landslides, more than 1.6 million customers lost power at one point during those storms, and the damage statewide is expected to surpass $1 billion. And Jessica, joining President President Biden, he will tour that storm damaged area along with Governor Gavin Newsom, Attorney General Rob Bonta, and FEMA officials too. Because I mean, just the breadth of how much damage is pretty much widespread.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just going to be good for him to have that boots on the ground and see how much damage we really experienced.
Absolutely. And I think that it's so huge for them to actually see it versus just see it on a piece of paper. Now, I will say this. Conditions are starting to look a lot better here in the Bay Area and all throughout California as we extend into the rest of this week's forecast and even into next week. All those major atmospheric rivers, well, they still exist and they are off in the Pacific, but they're not pushing into our coastline anytime soon. We're drying up and we are warming up, but we are still dealing with some sort of flood advisory. This is a coastal flood advisory issued by the National Weather Service until Monday due to the king tides. Just when we think we're done with flooding in one realm, now we're dealing with king tides. And high tide this morning happens around 8:20 a.m., I should say. So with that in mind, if you commute through those low-lying intersections or if you live near them, just be very careful. High temperatures today are sitting in the mid to low 50s. Like I mentioned, a cold front swept its way through last night, bringing in a quick splash of showers and cold, dense air to follow. So today we're in the mid to low 50s. We slowly creep up into the low 60s by this weekend, just in time for that 49ers game.
I know Niner fans are very happy to not sit in some wet that weather.
Yeah, like last one?
Yeah.
That was terrible.
But they were there cheering on the Niners, and you can do it again this week. So, yeah, let's see how that all pans out. Fingers crossed it goes our way. All right, if you are getting ready to hit the roads this morning, it is extra busy for that ride where super commuters typically take. If you're coming out of Tracy, getting on to 580, we've got slow conditions there, and then you've got some slow-go conditions as you work your way towards the Dublin interchange. There is a traffic alert. There's a crash there blocking lanes. Three lanes, in fact, and on the left-hand shoulder as well, so the center divide is blocked also due to a car fire. There's a lot more information coming in. So westbound 580 slow, at least through that area. You've got those brake lights anyway for super commuters coming out of Tracy. So we also have extra volume for a lot of people using the freeways as an alternate to Ace Rail not being in service. So 91 minutes is your travel time to go from 205 to 680. That is a really, really tough commute this morning. Also tracking brake lights on the East Shore Freeway. I'll have more on that coming up in my next report. Meanwhile, mudslides have caused more than a couple of issues for us lately. They've been a headache for commuters and dangerous for homeowners. And an expert told us that the threat doesn't necessarily end when the rain stops. Now, this is the map of landslides we've seen just this month. Now, most of the area you see there in dark blue, well, that indicates that means a lot of reported activity in those areas. So landslides are also to blame for canceling train service that will not be back in service until next week. Commuters who use the ACE train to get from the Central Valley to Silicon Valley will have to find another way to work. Landslides in Niles Canyon have forced trains to turn back 2 days in a row. The first slide stranded more than 200 passengers for several hours. That was on Tuesday, and just yesterday morning, we brought you the breaking news that a second train with more than 200 passengers also had to stop because of the slide. And Amanda, actually three people ended up with injuries, minor injuries, because of how abruptly and quickly the train had to stop.
Oh, very scary. Not what you expect when you're on a train, even.
No, not at all.
Very scary. Well, meanwhile, on the peninsula, homeowners in Belmont have quite the stressful situation on their hands. They're watching for sliding hillsides. Now you see how close those homes are to that. City says it's doing everything it can to help. And in Point Richmond, our chopper spotted crews tarping up a hillside near homes in the Sea Cliff area. You can see them doing it right there. We first reported on the problem 2 weeks ago when the hillside started cracking after the first big storm. So you can stay up to date with the latest forecast and storm-related damage and closures streaming 24/7 on CBS News Bay Area and on our website, kpix.com.
All right, Amanda. Well, let's go to Santa Clara now. We know a lot of people are going to be paying attention to this. The stage is being set at Levi's Stadium for the divisional round of the NFL playoffs this Sunday.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are hyped about this. And Jocelyn, the Niners are getting ready to face a longtime rival, the Cowboys. Yeah, we've been seeing 49ers faithful buying merch at the fan shop in Levi's Stadium, many stocking up ahead of Sunday's big game. Fans tell us they're excited to see both teams face off against each other in the playoffs again.
I was watching them, but they haven't faced a D like us. So, you know, we got number one D, you know, top five O-line, you know, so I don't think they got anything on us.
We have a solid team. Everyone's ready. You got Purdy. Everyone's ready. So this should be a good one. No fear here.
No fear there. Well, some of the items fans bought yesterday include jerseys to wear and a framed Jerry Rice jersey. Look at that.
Ooh, that would be fun to put on the wall. Yeah. By the way, Brock Purdy jerseys, they can't keep up. They're having trouble making enough of them for the demand because, I mean, he's kind of the star of the show right now.